I'm Alana Rocha with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. We begin in El Paso, which has avoided seeing the record high numbers of COVID-19 patients in their area hospitals this summer. While the Delta variant raged through most of the state's 254 counties in July and August, hospitals in the border city, which serve nearly a million West Texas residents, have not come close to their previous highs. Karen Brooks Harper, the Tribune's health reporter, writes that much of the credit can be attributed to the area's high vaccination rate, widespread compliance with masking and social distancing, and a strong partnership among local community and healthcare leaders. Still, civic and health leaders say they are not ignoring one important fact. El Paso's surges have been weeks behind the rest of the state throughout the pandemic, so it is possible that the region's own Delta-fueled spike could still be ahead. More than 6,000 Texans have died of COVID-19 in the last month, putting the overall toll above 59,000. That's according to the latest state health figures. And while the number of average new deaths increased slightly compared with the 7-day average a week ago, the number of vaccine doses administered increased by roughly 11,000 compared with the 30-day average a month ago. And average new cases and hospitalizations are trending downward. Governor Greg Abbott and Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton have long threatened to sue school districts that defy Abbott's ban on local mask mandates to limit the spread of the coronavirus. Friday, Paxton made good on that threat, suing the Elgin, Galveston, Richardson, Round Rock, Sherman, and Spring school districts for requiring students, teachers, school employees, and visitors to don face coverings while on their premises. Dozens of school districts across the state have defied Abbott and issued mask mandates. It was not immediately clear late Friday why Paxton chose the 6 districts he sued. Texas's new abortion law, which bans the procedure at about 6 weeks from the patient's last menstrual period, rests on the actions of private citizens to enforce the law rather than the government. Legal experts interviewed by the Texas Tribune have said the law dramatically expands the concept of a civil lawsuit and is aimed at keeping providers from using the constitutional right to an abortion under Roe v. Wade as a legal defense. We explain the provisions of the near-total abortion ban. Visit texastribune.org to see what the law says about enforcement. While you're there, check out a story from our political team that examines how Texas Democrats splintered in their efforts to defeat Republicans' priority elections bill during the second special legislative session. State lawmakers return to the Capitol a week from today to begin yet another special session. This time, Governor Abbott is calling them back to redraw the state's political maps, take up bills on restrictions for transgender student athletes, and allocate billions of dollars in federal COVID-19 relief funds. Also happening Monday, September 20th, the start of the annual Texas Tribune Festival. The week-long, all-virtual event is a celebration of big, bold ideas about politics, public policy, and the day's news. Visit texastribune.org/festival for tickets and program information. I'm Alana Rocha with the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief is brought to you by Methodist Healthcare Ministries of South Texas, Inc. Methodist Healthcare Ministries of South Texas is dedicated to creating access to healthcare for uninsured and low-income families in South Texas through healthcare services, advocacy, and strategic grant making. Learn more at mhm.org.